something in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful? So that's where the idea came from, because a lot of the things in the show are quite beautiful, but they're also very, very useful.
Who would William Morris have been talking to? Because obviously that's a nice idea, but obviously it relies on people being able to afford to spend more than, you know, £400 or £500 on a sofa, say.
This was the problem, I think, with William Morris, because he had these ideals and really wanted people to kind of embrace this idea. But unfortunately, the problem at the time when he was kind of designing was that mass-produced goods were not designed very well, and they might not look very beautiful. So he was kind of going against this, but the problem was, also he was going down the kind of more man-made route himself.
And he was probably selling to them.
And he was selling to the middle classes.
I'm talking about the working
class. Because he couldn't mass produce it, because he was making everything by hand.
But it still happens now, especially with food.
Absolutely, yeah. So that is the problem. It still happens today. So, yeah, if anyone's got suggestions, get
around. You all have something that's useful, if you're going to spend your money at all, you buy something that's useful.
Yeah.
Useful and practical.
Well, but you can make something that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it puts him as a place in history, and it's a design, aspiration.
Yeah.
But it's so the realisation of it is not possible, really.
And it does trickle down a bit.
It does. I mean, if you look at IKEA today, I mean, that the designs are quite aesthetically pleasing to look at, and they're very, very practical. So maybe we have got there, we haven't, but there's debate about that.
Well, there is, but then the people who would have been the equivalent to MFI were either probably not beautiful and certainly not particularly practical. So.
Yeah. So it depends on how good you are at
flat-packing. Even if you were good, they'd be made of warp materials that couldn't stand getting wet, for example. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to explore every item in the exhibition today, but we've chosen some key pieces with some interesting stories behind them, which we hope you enjoy finding out about. As we have quite a big group with us today, we decided to split the group in half, so that around 8 people go with Janine and about 9 people with myself. So I'm Laura. Hello. We have Janine with us.
Hello.
We've also got Danielle.
Hi, little Danielle.
We've got Megan.
Hello, Megan.
And we've got Carrie. So we've got lots of help today as well.
Do you think there's a reason why sort of local designers have chosen kind of round here to have this studio? I mean, you know, they could have a much bigger studio outside London for far cheaper.
I think
originally it was cheap to live around here. So if some of them were set up in the 90s, for example, then it would have been fairly cheap, even probably early 2000s.
This was when London was a city and not a separate country as it is now.
Yeah. And then, obviously, nowadays it is more expensive. But I think it's because we're also near Tech City, so all the kind of digital hub, which is around Old Street, that's the road from us. So I think, I think they want to kind of be close to that as well.
Near
the Marvel Place too. So that's probably why. And people do come up here to kind of go to studios and buy items. So, yeah. Okay.
Is it all like middle class, upper class type stuff? I mean, is there any representations of what a typical working class home would be?
So our almshouse recreation is working class. That part of the building is not open very often, about once a week at the moment, because we've got volunteers to do tours. But as I was saying earlier, if you wanted to bring, if only wanted to.
Which part of the building?
We could do an arms house tour for
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for coming on this one was advertising.
Nearly moved.
Where is
it? I've been to Scott. But I don't think Hammersmith has been there.
Okay, to particular our needs, and that's why I tied it into this particular event.
If you want to have a touch tour of the arms house,
do you like Hammersmith? I recommend it.
Okay, so I think we'll split the group up. So, if you do want to leave any coats or anything here, unfortunately we can't lock the room, so if you've got valuables, take them with you. We've only kind of bits and bobs in here. We'll come back here. Yeah, can you have big bags? Because we're going to be getting
up and down
the office. If you have two bigger bags, you won't be able to.
Nobody wants that going. Say that again.
So we could maybe have two people come over to Janine with Janine,
to take it.
Mary?
Yes.
Who's how many talks have you been to this year apart from the other this and the animal one?
I've reached the age of, I can remember 50 and 60 years ago, but that's too recent. And then I always come to Christmas.
Yeah.
Chrissy loves the Jeffrey pie. So do I.
What's the Jeffrey pie?
Jeffrey pie. It's some kind of a meat pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, but I don't think Jeffrey is in it.
What kind of meat? Any ideas?
I don't think it's halal. Or horse.
Or horse.
It's probably Chrissy like. Chrissy? It's probably beef.
When's that at Christmas?
Yes. So we have two Christmas meetings. And Chrissy and I came to one. And whenever she's coming, she has the Jeffrey pie. You only get to eat this
Christmas. Thank you. Oh, guys, we can move to the exhibition.
And you know now?
Yeah, we're going over there in a minute. The first few were just going
back,
going
for
now.
Phone, stick, and handbag.
Yes, you can eat these things here.
Oh, no, I'm taking it.
Okay.
You're taking your
cane.
Okay.
Wagger.
Are we staying inside? I'm going to pick it up.
We're not going outside, so we're going to come back to the room. It's up to you if you want to bring it with you.
I have it, okay, just bringing things.
Yeah.
When you put things down, I forget where things are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sorry, is that
so,
baby Wagger. Hello, special. Hello.
No, never, Mary. Oh, I've got a guide, thank you.
Okay,
apparently. Okay. Sorry, I don't care who guides me.
Are you going to
do... I can swap. I don't mind where I'll be.
No,
I've got mine waiting
my,
off.
Take
it right
take,
off.
Yes. Right.
Mary,
can you take my left arm?
Yeah. Oh,
wait,
Jenna.
Walking on the ground. Why is that?
I don't know. It's got cream over it. Sorry, she just licks and licks, whatever you've got.
Yes.
I'd like you to go first. I've got my hand.
Thank you.
Gemma doesn't want to go first.
Oh, she'll still nudge you. Just ignore her. Wait.
I don't really know what this
is.
It's very weird. A sort of...
A blister?
No, a sort of...
Brian,
yes.
Bring her back to me, my side, please.
But it's not serious.
Bring her back my
right.
side.
Yeah, my doctor said, well, I really don't believe it's skin cancer, but you've got to go. So I went off to football. Met a lovely, lovely doctor who said everything I thought about it.
Yeah, if you go first, you go first. Or is there a door?
Yep, so there's a door now.
Sorry, you're good. Yeah, sorry, I didn't know who... Sorry, I just didn't work. Sorry.
Who's that?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, I don't know where we're going. Sorry.
Oops. I think
it's so amazing. Pay attention to the big jam
up. Three stores. This brunch is gifted to you by your business. It's quite
extraordinary.
Do you want to take a coat?
No, I'd rather carry.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
If you came to me,
it's
around.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
whack
my legs.
You used to carry the stuff around.
Yeah, if you don't carry it around,
yeah,
I'll just have it.
Yeah,
I'll have it. I don't know. I've just left it in there, but I like to have it with me.
Yeah, then you feel like you've got all your stuff in one place.
Right.
Because we've got two groups in here today, hopefully my voice is going to be loud enough, but also not to drown out Laura.
I think the other voice is loud.
Equally the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have to really concentrate. So, we are here in front of, I will read this to you, it's a canvas sofa.
Oh, sorry.
A canvas sofa.
Before.